Well, this is an anniversary, not only to celebrate the Feast of St. Patrick, but it was a year ago today on the Feast of St. Patrick that we had our first live stream Mass because of COVID-19. So I want to bless all of you who have faithfully over this last year, when you could, continue to come to Mass. And for all of you who through this last year have been watching and celebrating the Mass through the live stream, I commend you and encourage you to continue to persevere in this. And indeed, we could not have a more appropriate saint to think about what it means to live during challenging times, to be people who persevere in the midst of great obstacles. For indeed, such is the case with St. Patrick. In the reading that we had from Isaiah, that passage began with these words, "Thus says the Lord to his servant, in a time of favor I have answered you, on a day of salvation I have helped you." And indeed, St. Patrick knew firsthand the saving help of God. Abducted and taken to Ireland as a 16-year-old, where he was a slave for 6 years in a terrible part of the country. Indeed, so terrible was the warrior chief for whom he worked that this chief had his opponent's heads atop sharp poles around his palisade so that people would know, "You do not mess with me." But at the end of 6 years, Patrick had a dream where he sensed the Lord was saying to him, "I'm going to deliver you." And on that inspiration, Patrick walked over 300 kilometers where he was able to get passage on a ship that took him back to Britain. Here in Britain, he was inspired by the Lord to train for the priesthood. He went to what is now modern day France for that training. And then of all things, he heard the voice of the Irish people again speak to him in a dream where these were the words, "We appeal to you, holy servant boy, to come and walk among us." And indeed, on the basis of that dream, Patrick went back to Ireland. And as he began to experience the life of the Irish people, now not as a slave of an Irish lord, but a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ, he saw so clearly the influence of paganism as this so was entrenched in Ireland, particularly those of the Druids who practiced magic and were also very skilled in law and history, so that they were very articulate and learned people. This made it very challenging for Patrick because he felt not their equal when it came to his intellectual learning, that he hadn't had the opportunity to study in the way that he perhaps would have wanted to. And so he had this sense that in comparison with these Druids with whom he was interacting, they had the upper hand intellectually. But the thing that is fundamental to Patrick's life was he understood the power of the gospel, and more importantly, the power of Jesus Christ. And although we're not sure if these words were actually written by him, what is known as the lorica, or the breastplate, a shield of protection, truly does encapsulate St. Patrick's understanding of how Jesus was with him amidst the land of the pagans. "I arise today through a mighty strength, the invocation of the Trinity, through a belief in the threeness, through confession of the oneness of the Creator of creation. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ in the heart of every man who thinks of me, Christ in the mouth of every man who speaks of me, Christ in the eye that sees me, Christ in the ear that hears me." Remember in today's gospel, Jesus said, "I only do what I see the Father doing, and of myself I can do nothing." These are the words of God himself. And St. Patrick so fully understood this reality that what was at work in him was not his own human ingenuity, but it was the very Jesus who empowered him to bring liberation to the people of Ireland. As we think about St. Patrick, as we think about what he did over the years that he was in that part of the world, he established communities. He trained men for the priesthood. They were able to establish convents. And so this man who in his own human strength felt so weak was so used by God to bring about a profound conversion that not only affected Ireland, but all of Europe. My beloved brothers and sisters, as some of you know, I'm taking this very detailed course in the whole area of paranormal reality and how it is affecting our world today. And may I suggest to you that we live in a modern Ireland. We live in a modern society that is not Christian, but is primarily pagan in its beliefs. And it's also incredibly sophisticated. Just as the Druids of Ireland were sophisticated in their day, so too with the mass media and everything that is being presented to us puts forward an intelligence, a sophistication that can lead us to conclude that you really do not need the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And perhaps we feel like Patrick. In face of this, how do we respond? What do we do? Well, we turn again to our Lord Jesus Christ. And we understand that what Jesus wants is what Patrick wanted for the people of Ireland, for many who are under the influence of paganism, to come into a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. How beautifully this is expressed in that first reading from Isaiah, where the one who is commissioned, the servant, Isaiah, is then given a work to do. I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, and to those who are in darkness, show yourself. Beloved brothers and sisters, there are so many people today who, because of the new paganism, are in bondage. And the church is called to be the compassionate community of Christ, where, inspired by the likes of St. Patrick, we will be a people of courage. Inspired by the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will recognize that he, the Lord himself, wants to set people free. And we will be a people who, as our collect for today prayed, we will say, O God, who chose the Bishop St. Patrick to preach your glory to the peoples of Ireland, grant that through his merits and intercessions, that those who glory in the name of Christian may never cease to proclaim your wondrous deeds to all. I entitled my homily for today, St. Patrick, an inspiration for our day. And this is not because of green beer or enjoying going to pubs, although nothing wrong with that. St. Patrick truly is a saint for our time, because in this modern Ireland, we need his courage, his love, and his passion for Christ and the lost to bring many to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. St. Patrick, pray for us.